Here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Pleasantville basketball players Liv Cloutwhite and Taylor Perkins after their big regional win over Cardinal here on Saturday night. Girls, pretty dominating win for you here in the opening round of regional play. Just walk me through kind of what went well tonight.
We just moved the ball well, I think, just ran our offense, and we had a pretty good press, and we worked together as a team just playing our game.
Yeah, I would say the same. We all scored, and it was a very well throughout the game, and I think we ran the floor really well.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, tonight was one of those games that was a really complete offensive and defensive performance for, you know, the entire team. What do you feel was kind of the biggest contributing factors to that?
Probably running the floor, like Taylor said. We practiced yesterday on working on our 2-3 and running the floor, and just the first two people just sprinting up so we can get those easy buckets and ones, and went into the free throw line.
Yeah, I think we rebounded really well out of it too, so we could push the floor. And I think our press also really helped with all those steals that we got.
What are you guys doing on the floor as a team? What are you doing offensively when things are going well offensively like they are tonight?
Moving the ball, passing, shooting when we're open, just getting our shots and putting our confidence up, and then that's what makes our shots going.
I also think our energy is a really big factor in it. We play with a lot of energy, and we're all really close friends, and I think that really helps out on the court.
You know, do you feel like a win like tonight, a really good, really good win against a team, maybe not that strong in Cardinal, but still a really good win that it, you know, sparks some confidence as you're going through the rest of regional play?
Yeah, I feel like that gave us a lot of confidence, and we'll go on Monday practice and have all of our confidence there, and then head up to Mount Air and play our game there.
Yeah, I would agree. We're all really ready, and we're really ready to beat Mount Air, and we're just ready to lock in.
You know, it's been a season, a little bit of ups and downs. You've had some good wins. You've had some bad losses. You know, a little bit of a roller coaster this year for you girls. You know, a game like tonight, though, do you feel like it helps knowing that you guys are playing some really good basketball at the right time?
Yes, that really helps. Knowing we're a really young team, I think we have a lot of potential coming up in the next few years, too.
I would agree with her.
Yeah, talk about that. You know, your team is very young. You know, only, I can't remember, one or two seniors on the team. Mm-hmm. But talk about kind of what the benefit is of having such a young team. And it seems like you guys are a really close group.
Yeah, we all know our plays now, and then we'll know them next year. And the same girls, we're only losing one this year, so the same girls will be together, and we have that same chemistry and same bond, so we'll keep it going for the next few years.
Like she said, I think we're really going to build a strong chemistry and be able to play with each other better and just grow and see how far we can go in the future.
What is regional play kind of like in you guys' minds, knowing that, you know, you guys can go as far as you can possibly go, but also the season's going to end at some point? How do you approach each game?
I just approach it as, like, it's another game, but you got to just go out there and know you're going to make the mistakes, you're going to make the missed shots, you're going to have the turnovers, but you just have to get past those and look at your team, look at your teammates to just show you that you have more steps coming up and we could win this game.
Yeah, I like to play, like, every day, every game is my last game, and knowing that eventually I'm not going to be able to play, so being able to use this regional play as motivation really helps me throughout the games.
Is it easier for you, or does it build confidence with your team when you guys, like tonight, you're playing on top the entire night? Does that help you a lot than trying to claw out of a hole?
Yes, that helps. When we're down at the start of the game and not starting out well, we're just dug so deep in a hole, it's hard to get out. Rather than going up and going strong at the start of the game, we can just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, when we start really strong, I think our energy and motivation really helps, and it helps us win throughout the game.
As you prepare for Mount Air, very good basketball team, you're going to be seeing them on Tuesday. You know, when you know you have a tough opponent in front of you, kind of what's the preparation like for that?
Just to go out strong like we did tonight and just play our game how we know how to play it, with each other, with the team, with the coaches, and just play our game, yeah.
I would agree. We're all just really excited to play and see what happens.
Well, girls, before we close, you know, this team, what is it about this team that has the potential to go, you know, on a run here in the postseason?
It's the friendships. Like, we're in a small school here, so everyone knows everyone. Everyone knows the ups and downs of each other, so just the friendships and the chemistry we have on this team.
I would agree. And just everyone, how we're all really close, it really helps us. And we know each other so well that if something's going up, we can all agree and just figure things out, and it helps us all together as a team.
It's Taylor Perkins and Liv Cloutwhite joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Picks. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.